Good day, my name is Gerda Snyman and I'm talking about life after divorce. The previous time I talked about forgiveness and today I want to talk about finding contentment, how to live a full and fulfilling life again. As I continued my single life, I made peace with the fact that I don't have what couples have, intimacy with a spouse, children, grandchildren. I had to accept the voids of what I see others are enjoying. It was painful in the beginning and sometimes still is when I see my friends bragging about their grandchildren. But I have more time to reach out to others and to be there for those who are lonely and struggling. I have more time for Bible study and being with God. I have a peaceful life and found my fulfillment and contentment in those things, being useful in God's kingdom. A book I once studied was The Rare Jewel of Christian Contentment by Jeremiah Burroughs. Burroughs quoted Paul from Philippians 4 verse 11, "I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content." Burroughs wrote, "Christian contentment is that sweet, inward, quiet, gracious frame of spirit in every condition." And Paul said it was something he had to learn. Most lessons of contentment I have learned from these two men. I had to learn to have that quiet frame of spirit and silence the murmuring spirit within me. That came after time when submitting and spending time in God's word and in prayer daily. Then I was able to be of service to others and get involved again with ministry and with action groups at my church. It is striking that John the Baptist, Jesus himself, and the Apostle Paul were unmarried and they viewed singleness as a legitimate and positive vocation. Paul even said that it is a gift of God. The most important thing is to have God as the center of my universe, not myself or anybody else. If you would like to talk to someone, please contact Family Life South Africa through our website at familylife.org.za. Thank you for listening.